Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today we'll be talking about social currency, a term pioneered by Vivaldi Partners Group, a brand consultancy, to explain how consumers connect with brands, share information with brands, and talk about brands with others. My guest is Eric Jochumstaller, the founder and CEO of the firm, and he will be explaining how the digital world is changing how companies build brands and how they do business, and why companies can better leverage the power of new social technologies. Now, before I introduce Eric, I want you to know that he's the author of the books named Hidden in Plain Sight and Brand Leadership, and he's written more than 40 articles and case studies in leading academic and business journals, including the Harvard Business Review. So welcome, Eric.
All right, come.
So tell us about the Social Currency 2012 report. Why did you conduct the study, and what did it contain?
We did the study a second time in 2012 after a study in 2009, 2010. And we did the study because we felt that there is so much that has changed in those years about social currency, how companies build social currency. We also wanted to expand the scope of the work beyond the USA. We included the UK and Germany as two major markets to get some comparisons to brands in those countries.
I see. And so can you tell us what were some of the most surprising findings that you discovered through your research?
There are a number of findings. The report is 88 pages, so I could extend for a long, long time to explain the major findings. But I think one of the most important findings to me was that if you just think of social media in terms of amplification of paid media, let's say, if you just look at it as another channel, more often than not, you will be disappointed and underwhelmed by the power of building social currency using the new technologies, medias, and networks. I think that there is a far bigger opportunity for marketers and companies to use these new social technologies to build social currency by thinking in new ways of how to do business, how to change the value or improve or extend the value chain, how to connect with consumers in new ways. I think that's, to me, is one of the biggest findings that surprised me.
Right. And so can you give us an example of a company that is using social currency effectively?
Yeah, be glad to do that. For example, good example I found in Burberry, a very traditional fashion brand from mm-hmm. the UK. The brand, of course, has done a lot of work on just using social media in the traditional way, creating a follower on Facebook and so forth. But in addition, what Burberry has been able to do is rethinking the entire front end of the value chain, in the entire customer relationships, and making a video shoppable, providing they call it tweet walks, providing the news about their tooth followers, about their collections, and about the runways they take place in the various cities on a regular basis, and engaging much more deeply with consumers. In a way, maybe to summarize what Burberry has done is they apply almost a Dell model to fashion as Dell used to do it with computers. You get a payment for the fashion that you buy up front before you actually purchase the fabric and actually have the product produced from in China and then delivered to the stores. It's a change of an entire business model.
Right.
And a change of an entire way of how you connect with customers, how you market to customers, how you design product, not merely a communications exercise.
Right. And what seems surprising about that example is, you know, and you kind of alluded to this, you know, Burberry is a very old and maybe perceived to be very traditional company, and yet they are on the forefront of adopting this new way of doing business, a new way of interacting with consumers. So it's so you don't have to be like on, you don't have to be like a new technology startup to be doing these things. Any company can really embrace this new way of doing business.
Yes, and in fact, I would almost venture that an established company, an established brand, has many advantages of building social currency. There is already a connectivity with a company that can be leveraged to build a social currency. So, yes, I totally agree with that.
Right. Now, can you tell me what were some of the differences in the learnings between the study you did in 2010 and then this most recent run in 2012?
Yes, in 2010, we first dimensionalized how companies create social currency, and we dimensionalized it in six various types. For example, some of these dimensions in the report are: one way to create social currency is through conversation, through affiliation, through these various forms, such as providing information, through advocacy, also through identity formation, and so forth. There are six dimensions of that. At the time of the study, you can see several brands almost experimenting with different ways of engaging with consumers. There was the 2010 study. What we find in the 2012 study is that companies have become far more sophisticated about deploying or leveraging these dimensions. And what we have found is the unique difference to 2012 is that we have moved away from a goal of let's create advocacy with the followers. Instead, today, what we find in 2012, the companies moved on and say, now, how does advocacy drive purchase behavior? How does it drive consideration? And how does it drive loyalty? So we have moved away from just understanding social media to understanding the impact of social media on basic business metrics: consideration, purchase, and loyalty.
Right. So to your earlier point, it's no longer simply about communication. It's really about driving the business forward.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And driving in a way the consumer or the value again for the company and for the business itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, how many consumers do we have that would consider us relative to others? How do we use social technologies and media to drive consideration? Is there a way we can even track this to purchase, to actual dollars and cents purchases, and then also to ongoing relationship management?
Right.
That's very different than merely considering as an end in itself.
Right.
It's social media here becomes, today is the means to an end, and we measure the value of social in terms of clear bottom line or top line results that the company needs to deliver.
Wow.
And the brand.
Wow. Well, I mean, that certainly proves the value of this. Eric, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you for sharing a little bit about your results. I learned a lot from our conversation just now, as well as reading your report, and I encourage my listeners to view the report yourselves, you can visit Vivaldi's website at vivaldipartners.com/SC2012. So the SC would be social currency 2012. Again, it's vivaldipartners.com/SC2012. And like I said, you can download the report there and view videos about it. And then if you're interested in interacting with Eric, feel free to follow him on Twitter. His handle is E. Joachimstaller, and that's E-J-O-A-C-H-I-M-S-T-H-A-L-E-R. Eric, thank you so much, and I look forward to hearing more about how different companies are adopting the social currency point of view and business practice.
Thank you for the interest, Denise. Thank you.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care and thanks again.